seen his face franchise. What, to see Trevor named starter, what does that mean for that team? Does that change? Is it easier to move forward? What did it mean to see him named starting quarterback?
I mean, as a team, I think we've handled, you know, this whole process great. You know, like I said before, whichever quarterback that we got, you know, I'd be okay with Trevor, you know, won the job. So, you know, he was our quarterback last year, and I was comfortable with that. So, you know, it's great. I mean, I feel comfortable with Trev. You know, he's a step, you know, he's a couple of steps down the road than where he was at last year. So I feel comfortable with our quarterback situation.
Are you glad that part of it is over?
I mean, that's part of the game. You know, that's part of the game. You know, it's still not like, you know, it's over, but, you know, that it's one play away from, you know, Dora being, you know, outside linebacker, or it's one play away from, you know, Donald Stevenson being in the game, or Justin Simmons. You know, this is how, you know, that's how the National Football League is. So you just got to keep on playing, keep on competing, and, you know, whenever your name is called, you got to be ready to go.
Vonjak was back on the field for the first time today. What does he mean to the group?
Oh, he means a lot. It gives us, you know, a solid, you know, outside linebacker. If it was, like I said before, if it was any other team in the National Football League, he'll be starting. You know, he'll be their premier, you know, rusher on any other team. So to have him back, to have him starting for us, you know, to have him back on the field means a lot. It gives us, you know, a little bit of security over there. He's a great pass rusher, great in coverage. You know, he does everything that I do. And just looking across and seeing a guy that you've played with, you know, 3 years and, you know, a guy that you're familiar with, it gives me, it helps me out too. I'm comfortable with, you know, my rushes and comfortable where I'm at on the other side of the ball. So it's great. Having Shaq back is great.
Well, what have you seen from this defense in terms of stopping the run so far early on in training camp? I think the first unit only allowed about 25 yards on 10 carries against San Francisco. What's just your thought on that aspect of the defense at this point?
I mean, it's preseason, right? I mean, it's the preseason, right? We still got you know, it's still live bullets, but, you know, we've done a great job. I think most of that is Domo Tapeko. He's just a beast. He rushes the passer. He's solid in the run. And that's something that we were missing, you know, the last year, maybe even 2 years. So to have him there, have him sure up, you know, the defensive line is great. As soon as we get Wolf back and get Creek back, we'll be solid. We'll be ready to go. I mean, that's just part of the game. You know, every offensive lineman holds. I can tell you that myself right now. So, you know, for him to get three, that's just absurd to me in a row, you know, because every single offensive lineman holds. You know, the guy I'm going against every week, you know, he should have about three a week, but I don't do no complaining. So it was just a rough game for him. You know, he's a great tackle. He's going to be good. You know, he came out today. You know, it worked like, you know, nothing happened. You know, as an offensive lineman, it's kind of like a quarterback. When you throw an interception, you know, you got to have, you know, that short-term memory. You got to get right back out there and get back on your job. You know, you don't want to keep making the same mistakes. But, you know, Bowles, he's a talented offensive lineman. He'll be great.
Do you need to play this week in your mind, you personally? And do you know the plan?
I mean, I'm DFW. I'm down for whatever. You know, if, you know, whatever coach, you know, VJ wants me to do, I'm going to be ready to go. You know, it's preseason, regular season, playoffs, it don't matter to me. When, you know, it's just like baseball. Whenever it's my turn to pitch, I'm gonna go pitch. It don't matter the game. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna be me if it's my time to go.
Is there a feeling that, hey, let's get this preseason stuff over with and get to the games that matter? Do you guys feel like you're ready for that yet?
No, we're still developing our team. You know, I can't be selfish and say, you know, it's time for us to go. We still got young guys that's still learning the ropes. We still got young guys that need reps. Still got young guys that need to, you know, get live action. So, you know, I can't just, you know, be selfish with myself and say, no, this preseason stuff, you know. Because you got guys that's just, you know, stepping in the National Football League that need those games and that need those reps. So, you know, we're still, you know, developing as a team, but, you know, come the first week of the season, we'll be ready to go.
What makes Aaron Rodgers so difficult to chase around and get?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I mean, I think we answer the question every time we play, you know, in Green Bay. He's just a great quarterback. He can do, you know, everything that you ask out of a quarterback. You know, he throws the ball quick. He's elusive, smart. Got great power. You know, great leadership skills. He's just Aaron Rodgers. You know, great quarterback. You know, Hall of Fame quarterback.
A lot of the defensive guys have talked about wanting to create more turnovers. Maybe that's like one goal. How much could it help if you guys played with the lead and could unleash a little more and make teams more predictable?
Oh, I mean, yeah. We didn't play with the lead last season.
Yeah, with a lead, not much. Teams were ahead a lot early against you guys.
I mean,
the first possession issue.
I mean, you just got to go out there and play. You know, playing with, you know, a 21-point lead, that's great. You know, 10 points, whatever it may be, a lead is always good. You know, but however we can get the wins, I'm okay with that. You know, whether it's playing with a lead or just, pulling that out in the fourth quarter or overtime, I'm just okay with wins, and I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to do whatever to make it happen. Yeah.